waiting for is the 26th of March, which we said in our press release, is when the fire authority considered the proposals already put forward, which is the four fire stations, fire appliances and frontline firefighters posts to go, the 140 frontline firefighters posts to go. We haven't had any inkling that this is going to be postponed or put on back burners with the 3.95 increase that they've agreed to pass through at the last fire authority meeting. So what was said is that this is only going to stave off future cuts. Now, we think that's an absolute disgrace, because at public meetings, the public actually said they wouldn't mind a small increase if it were to prevent these cuts, not future cuts, these cuts, if this were to go through on 26th of March, because we cannot afford in South Yorkshire to make the cuts that's proposed. We will not be an effective service, and people's lives will be at risk. The outturn, as they call it, the end of budget was released, and it's a £2 million underspend. And the year before that, it was a £4 million underspend, and the year before that, a further £4 million. So they've been underspending. They've had money there to spend on within South Yorkshire, and they've not spent it. They've chose it to put that into reserves and save that money for the rainy day. Well, this is our rainy day now, so we want the fire authority to be using them reserves to preserve the fire service, the current levels that we've got in Green Fire Service. From my point of view, there's absolutely no sense whatsoever. We're already understaffed as it is. We haven't had a recruitment for a number of years now, and we struggle. Any major incidents, we struggle. We have to bring in other fire appliances from other brigades, and this is why we can say that it's not going to work under the current proposals. This fire service will not cope, because a lot of the proposals they put in, they're fairly long term, because they involve building a new fire station. All that takes time. So who knows? There's some programmed in for 2014. So what is the point of doing any of these things? Because you're not going to realise any benefit from it. So we're at a loss as to why they're doing this.